This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name's Scott Gould, and I'm an engagement consultant, author, and speaker.
How are you involved with user adoption?
I speak at a range of conferences, some of these tech, some of these digital, some of these not at all, about user engagement. And of course, a major part of user engagement or community engagement is adoption, the adoption of the products and services, and particularly in a technology world, the apps and the tools that are being offered to those users.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
The challenge with this, of course, is how do you get people in a sea of competitors with so many other things that they could do? How do you get them to choose you? How do you get them to overcome the challenges and the blockages and generally just the sense of lethargy towards new services because there's so much out there and choose yours. And so that's one of the things that I help my clients with. But I help them with something that's even deeper and I think is a really important part of user adoption, which is how do you generate offline, real-world adoption of something beyond the technology? For instance, one of my clients is an app that when you use it, the whole point of the app is to get you off the app. It's to get you to do something in real life with people. And this app is called Let's Do It. It's a new startup. And so their whole idea, like I say, is to get you off the app, to get you doing something in the real world with real people. And how do we overcome the challenge of people doing something physically? It's one thing, let's say, to get someone to sign up to an app and to engage with it because all it requires you to do is take photos and post them or to leave a status. That is one thing in itself, and that, of course, is a challenge given how many apps out there perform purely technological, digital functions, and already it's challenging enough to win in that market. But how do we get someone to go even further and begin to identify with your app enough that they will do something in the real world based off of it? And that's one of the challenges that I'm working on. And I think that this is a fascinating challenge. And one of the keys that I found working with my clients is this idea of identity. Adoption, the word, if we think about adoption in a kind of regular non-digital sense, makes me think of a parent adopting children that are not their own. And in the same way, I think that when we think about user adoption, we don't just mean how do we adopt users, but how do users adopt our ideas, adopt our intents, adopt our desired actions and results and impacts? That is a really, really critical thing for us to think about. And part of the solution in it is actually to think about what the identity is when these people adopt. For instance, if I adopt a child, that child will take on my last name. It will become part of my family. So if a user is to adopt us, to adopt our services, to adopt our ideas, how do we allow them to take ownership of what we have, for what we have to become a part of their life rather than them becoming a part of our life? For instance, let's go back to this client I spoke of, Let's Do It. The aim of this app is so that the user uses it to achieve their goals. It's not us getting the user to achieve our goals. So we must allow the user to adopt us rather than us trying to adopt the user. And I think this is a very, very important mindset change that we need to go to if we really want significant engagement with our users and our customers and our clients and our communities.
What advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Don't think about user adoption as you adopting the users. Think about the user adopting what you do for their life and their benefit.
Where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on this subject?
If you'd like to hear more about that, certainly I'd be keen to talk with you about it. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Gould, S-C-O-T-T-G-O-U-L-D. And you can also check out my website where you can find out about my book and my vlog at scottgould.me.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.